Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I feel like it's a little bit low. Yeah, and it should come in a little bit like hot, and then you lower it as I introduce the show. Well, if I was Pauly Shore, I bet you Shannon would be turning those dials the right way. Shannon stinks. She stinks.
You misinterpreted what I was saying.
I know what the fuck you said. I know what you said, and it bothers me a little bit. I don't even want to fuck Shannon. I just want Shannon to admit that she wants to fuck me. That's all I need.
By the way, you're looking very
It's a hunt. I fucking throw the fish back, baby boy, but I want to feel the fucking pulling back.
I'm going to take that hook
right out of your face. I'm going to mwah. Get back in there, bitch. Get in the water.
Do you want me to, like, flirt with you?
I'm going to get her again. Hooked again. She's bleeding. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Make me feel like a god. Nate flirts with me. Alex flirts with me. Alex, fucking every time I walk in, her nipples perk up.
Well,
that's her boobs.
Every time I walk in, her boobs inflate. I don't know what's going on, but just ding.
It just starts getting bigger.
Yeah.
Shannon, were you into Pauly Shore?
No, I just said that, okay.
Let's save it for the show because we have to introduce the guests. It's not the fucking Shannon show. I get what. No disrespect. The thing is dang. Fucking.
SDR.
SDR show. I mean, it's always Shannon, Shannon, Shannon. Shannon, Shannon, Shannon. Well, guess what? It's about Lewis today. Finally, it's about me. One day, let it be about me and the Puerto Rican rattlesnakes out there, okay? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Friday show. Kick that music up a little bit more. And this is a good part.
I saw a video of this guy playing the song at Stand Up New York, like for like six people.
It was a sad day.
It was so sad. He's playing with like an acoustic guitar, and everybody's like five middle-aged women,
fucking Jewish broads that are friends of the club.
Mm-hmm.
Look, great show planned. Zach D'Amico, as always, here. We have two incredible white guests, as usual. Louis Katz is here.
What's up?
What up, baby boy? Back on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Looking good. I like this new shaved head look, dude.
Yeah, I'm just getting into it. What do you think?
I like it. It reminds me of the guy in Full Metal Jacket that was friends with Private Pile.
Okay, cool.
Remember the guy who...
Yeah, I thought you were about to say Private Pile.
Matthew Modine.
Yeah, Matthew Modine.
That's cool. And then he was like... He was the one where... I remember when I was a kid. I shouldn't have seen this movie when I was 7 or 8 years old. Mm. The first time I was at Full... I mean, I saw Full Metal Jacket as a child. Another disturbing fucking movie. But just the moment where he has the bar of soap and fucking... Private Pile, look, he makes eye contact with him. He's his only friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just so fed up. He's like, dude, I fucking stuck my neck out for you so much. That anger, and he's like, goosh.
Hitting him
goosh.
With
he keeps
soap.
On hitting him over and over again, harder than anybody else.
That's got to hurt so bad.
Your friend? I know. Your friend betraying you?
Well, the soap hurts, but losing a friend is
so much worse.
Hurts even more.
So you look like him. Pull up that scene, in fact, because I want Louis to reenact it with Brendan Sagalow. And give me a bar of soap and a sock, please. I mean this. I'm not lying about this. I don't know if we have bar soap, but we do have hand soap. Just squirt some hand soap into a sock. And I'm going to have Louis beat Brendan Sagalow.
You jerk him off and it feels good.
Yeah.
Oh, Star Virgin.
This is so refreshing.
Full Metal Jack off.
Oh, you're Shannon writing it down. She's so happy her job's done for the day. Brendan Sagalow's also
what's
here.
Up, what's
what up, son?
What up, motherfuckers?
Hung out with you last night. Which,
that was
you
fun.
Know, it's usually just sprung upon me. And then I'm like, you know what? We're here.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm.
Is that a hooded T-shirt or a short-sleeved sweatshirt?
Short-sleeved.
Foot loser.
This is a T-shirt hoodie combo. It looks good.
I was just confused by it.
It looks great.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's bad. I was just, it was a new thing.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it either. It's pretty exciting. You know, you think you've seen every kind of shirt, and then wow, there's a new kind.
This is the one. I had a shirt like that when I was in the sixth grade. I had a hoodie t-shirt. That was when it
They're
was
great.
Big.
They're thin.
Did you see Chappelle's shirt on that new trailer?
So it's long.
Very long. And very tight, but long.
Yeah, it's very tight.
I didn't see it. Let me see it. I would love to see
Doesn't
it.
Doesn't he design his own clothes? He's always got his C logo on everything he wears now.
Yeah, he does. I hadn't thought about that. He totally does.
The shirt makes him look like very like a genie's body kind of thing. It doesn't look good. It's very like top big, then guts to skinny.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see Chappelle. If we could pull that up, it'd be great.
He wears those too. I've seen him at a show. I mean, that's like, this is his thing now.
Yeah, he's Chappelle. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
No, but is this a thing though? Have you noticed like other people wearing like super long shirts?
No.
All right then.
It's in fashion.
It is a super long shirt thing.
Yeah. I would just love to see it. There we go. Oh, that's it. Okay.
See?
It's probably fashionable.
It's weirder when you see him walking like in the trailer.
Yeah. He's all fucking Jack Diesel now. I tweeted out my list of my top five living comedians, and I just forgot about Chappelle.
That's embarrassing.
And included Metzger. Everyone's like, are you a fucking moron? Are you a moron? Metzger over Chappelle. I really like Metzger. He's great. That's some good stuff, man. But I have to stick to my guns. I won't admit that I'm wrong. I mean, it is just fucking favorites. You know, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Your five favorite. Metzger's stuff makes me laugh more than Chappelle's last special.
Okay.
Really?
I mean, favorite isn't the same as best. It's just who you like. So, you know,
yeah,
it could be
top
anybody.
Five living comedians.
It could be anybody.
Definitive
Wait.
List.
Well, now you're changing your...
I put those words
in. Okay, all right.
Chris Scopo. Chappelle.
Yeah. Who had the best comedy special last year? What do you think?
Last year?
Adam Sandler.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That shit was great.
That was overrated. Everyone loved it.
Really?
And then I watched it wanting to love it, and I was like, oh, this sucks dick. There's two good songs.
The last two songs were good, and other than that, I hated it.
Yeah.
I thought it was really funny. I thought, like, the way he did a musical comedy without, like, the problem with musical comedy is, like, you get the joke, and then there's a verse and a chorus and a verse. You're like, I get it already. But he just didn't the joke. He got out real quick. I like that. I'm a Sandler fan.
I like that it was, like, different. It kept me watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say my favorite last year was Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez, available here on the Gas Digital Network, and Luis J. Gomez Presents LuisJGomez.com. Who the fuck else took the chances that I took last year?
What a chance.
I thought Louis' leaked set was also a really good.
Shut the fuck up, Brandon. I'm in the middle of upping myself, and you got to come and dig me down again?
You don't need to up yourself.
Louis, you know what Louis told me about my special?
He said it was good.
He said he fucking loved it.
Okay.
He said it was the best thing he'd ever seen.
That's CK. That's not me. I just want to make sure that's not me.
No, Louis Katz hated my special. He did not watch it.
I did not.
He didn't even click on the trailer. He refused.
I love the title.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Did you title it?
Yes, I did. I did. I was thinking about it. It was in the Airbnb in LA because we were making fun of Mark Normand for the Amy Schumer Presents Mark Normand. I was like, you should call your special Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez.
There we go. Can we edit that out? Can we edit out that little fucking tidbit of Zach knocking down my fucking creativity? Reset. Katy Perry. Boom. No.
What?
Yeah, my special was fucking fire.
It was going to be called Statutory Ape, but that was a band.
Yeah, that was also an unoriginal title because there was a band with a song, Statutory Ape.
Yeah.
And also, you know, to be honest with you, you know, that was sort of a nickname that really existed with me. So I feel like I could have also chosen that title and it would have been okay because I was literally a statutory rapist. So, and I'm ape-like.
Okay.
You're right.
So. Oh, I see what you did there.
Wow, that stands up in court. You can
you
really,
understand?
Yeah, I think totally, yeah.
Is that band, what is the band? It's not Dillinger Escape Plan, it's...
The Black Dahlia Murder.
The Black Dahlia Murder. Pull up the song Statutory Ape by the Black Dahlia Murder.
It can't be as good as your special.
There's no way it's as good as my special.
Were you in your top five? Was this you and Metzger? Did you make your own top five?
Hold on.
Oh, is that the ape?
Oh,
that's Statutory Ape right there.
Out.
There with me.
Yeah,
all right, you know what? It's probably a little bit tighter than my special.
Yeah.
It's tighter. The production isn't as good, but, you know, they have more fans.
Yeah. Same crowd.
Blah, 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 blah. Who had the power? It really is the same crowd. It does look like a Legion of Skanks crowd. All right,
How do people sing like that for years? Fuck. Like the scratchy.
I think it gets easier the longer you do it.
No, I think it fucks him up.
You think so?
Yeah, people. You can't do that forever. You can't do that forever.
Yeah, people. Everybody. Look at Manson. His voice is gone.
I can fucking do that forever. I do that forever. Listen to my voice now. It sounds like that.
It does not sound like that.
Can you do death metal vocals? Go. Let's get it. Let's do. Let's pull up a song that we can do death metal vocals to, but not a non death metal song.
Wake me up, man. Can't wake up. Save me.
What is this? Is that POD or something?
It's Evanescence featuring some other faggot.
I thought he was in the band.
I don't think he is.
Yeah.
Good, go. Can we get the karaoke lyrics on the screen? Good, go, Brendan.
Let me find the lyrics one second.
Forget it, Shannon. Just forget it. You like that song, don't you, Brennan?
No.
You don't lie.
It's okay.
Why are you lying, you fucking
I'm not
bitch?
Lying.
You love it.
I'm not lying.
Admit that you enjoy that song.
I've listened to it every night before going to sleep.
I know.
And every night when I wake up.
Yeah, that song.
It's probably better to wake up to.
How can I see that then?
Go ahead, Brennan.
Save me from the dark. Beat my blood to run. Before I come undone.
This is making me uncomfortable.
I hate this. I know I'm not singing it right. I know for sure I'm not singing it right.
What is Lewis? Lewis, this is how everyone feels when you talk all the time.
What?
That's called douche chills.
Douche chills.
Yes.
Was that what I just felt?
Yeah. That's what it's like to be around you.
There was a tingling that went from the middle of my spine.
And your asshole closes.
Yes, my asshole closed. And then as soon as my asshole closed, the tingling shot up from the middle of my spine. To the back of my neck.
That's it.
That's a douche chill.
Yeah, your balls you hurt go. For no reason.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
I like him
you.
Less.
Yeah.
I'll never like him as much as I liked him before he did that.
Okay.
I like him more because he committed to it.
Mm-hmm. I definitely sang it wrong, though.
Yeah, you sang the wrong part.
I was singing it like, I was singing the whole thing like the chorus. Beat my life to run.
I never heard that song before.
Listening to Brendan sing because it makes no sense.
Oh, man.
Yeah, shit. Look, we have a great show planned today.
Really?
Yeah. We got a lot of cool stuff happening on the show. Obviously, let's get the plugs out of the way right now, and then we have some crazy shit to talk about. Shannon's got a crush on Pauly Shore. We got to get into that. Also, I want to see that Matthew Modine scene, guys. I mean, I know we're all ADD, but you guys are supposed to reel me in. You're supposed to be the fucking Vivance to my fucking crazy.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say, nigga?
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
Marijuana affects the memory.
It does.
Remember when Chappelle came back and he just had a deeper voice?
Stop bringing up new Chappelle topics, dude.
Because that was him in your thingy, and then he came back, such a deep, weird voice.
Cigarettes. Smokes a lot.
You want to watch the video or do plugs first?
I want to do plugs first. That's good. I just got a good text. Anyway, go. Brennan Sagalow.
You can go to my website, BrendanSagalow.com.
Let's judge it right now. Go to it. I want to see how bad it is. Is it bad?
That happens on every podcast. Bring up your website. Everybody's like, go to the website. Go to the website.
All right, stop.
We've done this many times.
Stop. Fuck you, Brendan. Don't you fucking call me a hack.
We've done this on your podcast.
It's my brain works one way.
All right, well, I can't battle that. I can't. Can't disagree with
that. Is it a bad website?
No, it's fine. I did it myself, so it's...
Yeah, it's a bad website.
It's not bad.
And now that I see it, I do remember how bad it is. Yes, we did this.
It's already like 1995.
All right, get the music back on. All right, what else? Go.
And then Instagram and Twitter. Just follow me.
Johnny G in the chat says, Brendan Saggy Balls. Love it.
Yeah.
Boom. Free mug for Johnny G in the chat. Make sure you email Shannon. You get a free Ian Fidance annoying faggot cunt mug. We have our own mugs, by the way. So if our guests have anything that stands out, sometimes we'll just create a mug for you in real time.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I know.
You have a mug factory here?
Yeah, mug factory. You know what? That's it. Louis Katz mug factory mug coming at you by the end of the show. I want to see it. Nate, like, he has not that much to do on this show, to be honest. Once the show's rolling, he can design mugs. It's fucking great. Louis Katz, what would you like to plug, my brother?
You know, check out my last album, Catskills, you know, wherever fine albums are downloaded. And you can see me in L.A. at the Ace Hotel on September 5th and in Portland at the Helium Comedy Club on September 15th.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics watching horror movies, B-movies, genre movies, whatever I feel like. Tonight, it is me, Nate, the producer, and my buddy from RogerEbert.com, Simon Abrams, delving into the world of Ozploitation as we watch the horrible Australian movie Turkey Shoot.
All right, guys, some live dates. Real quick, L.A., August 19th. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if there's tickets available. Try to come see Legion of Skanks in France. It's going to be an insane fucking lineup. Obviously, myself, Big J, Dave Smith, Kurt Metzger will be on the show. Tim Dillon will be on the show. Bert Kreischer, Annie Letterman, Joe DeRosa, Justin Silver, Mike Pinoia, a lot more. So many more comics. It's going to be such a fucking incredible night.
You really front-loaded that.
Make sure you guys grab tickets right now at thecomedystore.com. Also, August 25th.
Legion of Skanks and Friends and Acquaintances.
Legion of Skanks and a guy we used to know. August 25th, Houston, Texas. One night only. Two shows. Early show is just about sold out. We need tickets for that late show to sell now, motherfuckers. Don't wait. Don't be a bitch. Don't be a fucking faggot. Right now, get your ticket. This ain't getting a ticket sold, Louis. August 20th. You see, you were like, L.A., I'll be there in September. You gotta be like, I'll kill your mother. I'll rape her fucking skull if you don't show up to my show, you fucking bitches.
It's almost like you let your act speak for itself. Louis is just doing his act.
Got him.
Fucking ass. You can't even just be on my side. It's supposed to be us against the world, Zach. That's why we're never going to take over. It's like come down to $78,000 a month. New mug. God damn, he's right. Us against the world. Me and
New
Zach.
Mug.
New mug. Solid mug right there. Us against the world. And it's fucking me and Zach. Back
kissing.
To back. Yeah, me and Zach kissing each other's buttholes. Yeah, August 25th, Houston, Texas. Grab your tickets to the secret group. I don't know the website. It's the secret group. Google it, bitch. September 19th and 20th, I'll be with Kurt Metzger in Nashville, Tennessee at Zany's Nashville. Tickets should be on sale very, very soon, so grab your tickets if you're in the Nashville area. Myself and Metzger doing a bunch of tour dates that should end in physical violence, so we'll see how far this goes.
I'm sure you've talked about this ad nausea, but you guys have squashed the beef. It's been squashed for a while.
No, this is the first time we're encountering each other since that whole thing. Really weird booking. I said, hey, you really want to do this? All right. You didn't even know. I'm just going to show up in the green room. Yeah, no, we've squashed our beef. We're fine. We're fucking fine. Metzger's cool, man. He's a good guy. He's one of your top five comedians.
Yeah. Top five comics.
It's a dream. I get to open for top five comedian Kurt Metzger.
Someone better than Chappelle.
I know.
Crazy.
Leaps and bounds. Yeah, guys, so get those tickets. And then obviously check out the other podcasts here on the Gas Digital Network. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me. All available. The entire on-demand library is over 7,000 hours of content at your fingertips. Usually when the website works. Shannon, is the website back up? Can you fucking check it?
It's not. I just checked it a couple minutes ago. It's not up yet.
Pauly Shore ho? Pauly whore?
Pauly Shore.
Pauly whore. That's the best. That's best better, case scenario.
That's the best.
Pauly Shore whore?
Pauly whore. Lewis
attack. Thank you, Shannon. That was a good joke. Go subscribe, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Tons More Cowbell says, can you have Brendan Sagalow speak in a southern accent like Fortune Feimster?
What does she sound like again?
I think he's saying you look like her.
I look like her, yeah.
That's a roundabout way to say it.
It's too wordy. Just
call him fat.
Just call me fat, man.
It's not just fat. It's like a fat lesbian vibe.
Fat,
I get what he's saying.
Soft face.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I got to plug. Use that promo code RP. Get access to everything. Pre-release, uncensored, ad-free. And, you know, whenever that website's working.
I almost did a spit take. That's Wait, funny.
Really? There we go. It's like if you had Zach's hair, you would be an exact replica. Okay. So, Shannon, what happened with Pauly Shore now?
Nothing happened with him. It's just when he first came in for SDR the other day, you asked me if I would fuck him, and I was like, no.
And I was like, for the story, just the story.
No, I would hang out with him for the story, but I wouldn't fuck him.
And you don't think he's going to take his dick out?
I know.
Hey, buddy.
Would you let him wheeze your juice?
But after, like, meeting him and being around him, he has, like, a thing about him, so I get it. Not saying I want to fuck him, but I get how one would want to fuck him.
Shannon, that means you want to fuck him.
No, I don't.
I get how one would want to fuck him.
I get it.
That's some fucking roundabout lawyer way of saying you want to fuck
That's
a guy.
Not true.
Just say you
want
to fuck him.
I don't want to.
Shannon, you would spread your gash for Pauly Shore.
I don't
you
think
would
so.
Do this. You
I
would,
don't think I would.
You would.
I mean, the man just lost his mother.
Seriously. Why are you laughing at the death of Mitzi Shore, a fucking legend in the comedy community? This is the problem with women. They don't have... That's the sound of Mitzi Shore dying. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's not
Oh,
okay.
No. Ma Marino.
Shannon.
Pew, pew. They'll never work.
I'm trying to give you an out here, okay? Out of this life.
I don't think
there's celebrities. There's guys out there that would fuck you, okay? Aging celebrities that are, you know, so you're the perfect Pauly Shore whore.
I don't know. I saw the girls that he's fucked and
now,
they're fucking amazing.
No, that's back in the day. There's no way. Not now. Pauly Shore gets fucking.
No, I mean, like, not saying that. You're not beautiful, but I bet he pulls very beautiful women.
No.
I'm just saying, that kind of celebrity, man, he still looks pretty good. He is the weasel. I mean, confidence. I don't know. Dude, he's just the fact that he owns a place on the strip. If you own anything on the strip, you could own like a little shack that sells like hamburgers. You probably pull some hot chicks every
Like a midget that dresses like Shaq? And he sells hamburgers? How cool would that be?
You can't. How can you?
That's a fucking hilarious business. A little bald midget, a little Shaq, and it's like, yo, I'm Shaq. He flips your burger.
Was that the sound of the burger? I was really there. It was really amazing.
Guys, I'm really good at comedy.
You're sound effect master. That was great.
Yo, what up? I'm Shaq, baby.
Welcome to Shaq's Little Shaq.
Welcome to Little Shaq.
He's also there.
This is my Little Shaq.
We're both terrible at comedy.
See, this is a good show, guys. God, this is a good show, everyone.
Myself.
It's a funny show, man. It doesn't all have to be serious conversation. Oh, Epstein. Oh, look, everyone. Epstein.
That's as far as your knowledge goes.
Oh,
look, he's got
Epstein. Sounds like you're jacking off to Epstein.
Epstein.
Oh.
You just jack off to conspiracy theories. Oh,
every podcast right now is fucking, it's Jeffrey Epstein conspiracy theory fucking central.
Emergency podcast.
Who cares? Oh, look at you taking the shot at Tim Dillon. I like it. I like it, baby. You picked the side and I like it. There you go. Fuck Tim.
There you go.
Brennan said it.
There you go.
Brennan said it.
Fuck him.
Fuck Tim.
There were other people that did that too, though.
No.
Nope. It wasn't just Tim.
Just Tim. No, what's your problem with Tim Dillon, Brennan? Tell me your least favorite thing about Tim Dillon. Go. There is an answer to this.
He's got darting eyes. He's always looking around. He scares me. He's talking to me and he's like,
Tim Dillon has always,
it's dark.
Within 3 hours, has
listen,
touched a child.
Listen, enough.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Yeah.
He's just looking behind you. It's fucking weird.
All right. Now, least favorite thing about Shannon, go.
I can't say
there's
anything.
An answer. What's your least favorite thing about Shannon so far? You don't have to know her. It's the least favorite thing.
I don't like that.
I just think the fact that she won't admit that she
won't admit
Pauly
to fucking,
Shore.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably,
she's a liar, right?
Yeah, you just gotta live your truth.
Live your truth.
Would you fuck Pauly Shore?
Fuck.
I would.
All right. Suck.
No.
I'm letting you off easy.
Wouldn't suck him, wouldn't fuck him.
Hand job.
No.
Is your name on that wall yet?
Nope.
You could write your name on the wall in his jizz.
Yeah.
I'll just write my name on the wall. I'm going to do that when I'm in LA this week. I'm going to get white paint and I'm going to paint my name on the wall.
It's would like that leaking not be the and dirty.
That'd be awesome. That'd be
is that not
awesome.
The most worthwhile way to get banned from the Comedy Store?
Dude,
I just spray paint Louis J. Gomez on the side of
you'd
the Comedy Store wall. I will be a fucking legend.
You'd be a legend for
can
doing
I suggest
that.
Writing it in your own blood? I think that really sends a message.
Dude.
Do it, man.
Dude, I don't think I'll ever have my name on that wall.
So just go for
you
it.
You might.
They don't really book me. They give me a couple spots here and there when I go into town.
And then try to kick us out of the green room.
When did they kick me out of the green room? They never kicked me the fuck out of the green room, dog.
What? The night of roast battle, they tried to kick us all the green room. I was like, there's a homeless gay guy back here trying to sell people fucking garbage.
Oh, no, you're talking about... No, that's, Zach's such a fucking dramatic asshole. No, there was a produced show, and in the belly room, the produced show gets the green room. So we got there early, and it wasn't our green room yet.
Yeah.
Look at his
not
he's a
upstairs.
Psycho.
Not upstairs, the like alleyway where people smoke.
Oh,
you
yes.
weren't with me.
Yes.
It was me and Feeney.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys don't deserve to be back there.
Tony took us back there and said, hang out back here.
Tony
and
was
then
trying to
away.
Suck your dicks, okay? Hang out back here. I'll be right back, kids. That's how Rogan got me.
That's
just burning all the bridges. Right there. Yeah. It's over, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Luis J. Gomez has left the building. And by the building, I mean comedy. Thank you.
He was never really a resident.
Ladies and gentlemen, Luis J. Gomez is not allowed
he
in the building.
He's squatting in comedy.
Who's Luis J. Gomez? What is going on here? I remember like when I was in high school, I was what they used to do is... they used to have like a basket full of like morning announcements. So every announcement that had to be made from different departments would be put in, and then a kid would come in and he would do the morning announcements. Mm-hmm. And I knew the process because I was just I was a bad kid, but for some reason I still always wanted to do shit. You know, I was badass, dude.
Yeah,
I was fucking bad. I was bad, dude.
I was bad to the bone.
Bad to the fucking bone, baby boy. Just, dude, people would fucking shudder into their lockers. I'd walk by and they'd lock themselves in their lockers.
Nice.
They give themselves
like a Western.
Yeah.
You walk in, everybody's closing windows.
Well, that's pretty good.
There you
nice.
Go.
Nice.
Okay. That was better than that burger
this is
sound
Lewis
effect.
Walking through right, the dude, hallway.
I do sound effects. Dude, this is my new thing.
This is Lewis walking with Janko jeans through the hallways.
Wallet change.
Yeah. I was fucking badass when I was in high school. But I still want, like, I joined the chess club and the drama society. But I was still a fucking badass. It didn't matter. I used to wear eyeliner.
Me too.
Still, by the way, I can't list one badass thing I ever did. It's just faggot shit.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to the list of everything I ever did in high school.
I was in chess. I was in the drama club. Really yeah.
I was. I can barely play chess. I just did it sort of as a bit. And I was like, I'm going to show up to chess club every day. And people were like, oh, Lewis is here. I guess we have to play
that's
somebody that
literally
doesn't
like,
know how to play chess.
That's like a movie, dude, where you're like, you're like playing chess and then you learn to love it.
So the horsey moves in an L shape.
You win, like, the championships.
The horsey moves in an L shape.
That's funny.
Dude, I have no idea to this day. Like, I know how the pieces move in chess.
Yeah.
But I don't know any strategy. I just had to move the pieces and try to kill the other guys.
Yeah.
But there's no, like, plan except for moving that piece.
It's all chaos when you're playing chess.
It's pretty badass.
That is
describe
pretty cool.
It, dude.
Yeah.
I do fucking play chess pretty chaotically.
Chaotic style. Yeah.
Just fucking boom.
Uh-huh.
Oh, slam my hands down on the table. Have to reset the board 8 times per game. Chaos. Yeah, no. But what they would do is there was this basket of things. So I knew because I had gotten myself to do the morning announce. Like only fucking nerd, like... principals list kids were doing the morning announcements, right? But I just fucking pushed somehow and I angled. And then I saw
good what's morning, up? Rockland County.
What's up, baby boys?
It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. After school soccer's been canceled.
Today's lunch is meatloaf. Blah blah blah.
No, so then what I started doing was because I've been a producer my entire life. I've always been talentless. So I was always angling and producing shit. Like I was producing shows in high school. But there's a video actually of me introducing Coheed and Cambria. look at Coheed and Cambria at the back door and go to the end of the video. They come off stage. It's straight up me at 16 being like, hey, what's up, dudes? It's fucking hilarious. My friend sent this to me recently. If you look up Coheed and Cambria at
you
the back door.
You introduced them at the end?
No, it was my show and I came up at the end to tell people to pick up their garbage or whatever.
Is. Who is it?
It's a pretty big gay.
It's like, it's like.
That's progressive. It's like
amazing way to describe it.
It's lady metal.
Big.
It's
gay.
Lady metal. Yeah, dude. It's a fucking. They're huge though, but they're fucking.
They're whiny. Crying.
Pretty fruity. They're good though. They're good music.
I want to see this video.
So what I would do is I would produce these music shows, and I would put my flyers into the bin. I would sneak into the office before everyone would get there, and I'd sneak my flyers for my shows into the bin. So in the middle of the announcement, they'd be like, "All right, this weekend at the back door, Salty Blackflower and Coheed and Cambria will be playing." And then I would get suspended for it every time. But I would take the day of in-school suspension for the promotion to the entire school every time. It was worth it. I was like, yeah, sure, in-school suspension. Who gives a fuck?
Do you think people knew, like, when they heard it, like, oh, shit, Lewis is at
100%.
Again. That's
they
great.
They knew it was me.
That's classic. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I did it, like, 12 times at least.
Oh, now I see we're trying to get at that story, but you got sidetracked with the not cool chess shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I fucking bring it all back, baby boy. Do you have that video? How is it possible, Shannon?
Both of us are looking up and we can't find anything at the back door.
Shut up.
It's all right if you made it up, man. It's
Coheed
cool.
And
we believe
Cambria.
You.
Let's do West Nyack. Let's see if that's there. Nyack, New York. Well, that's Olives. Oh, right here. Nyack. All right, ready? Coheed and Cambria at the Nyack Center, 8/22/2001. And if you go to the end of the video.
It was pre 9/11, different times.
Yeah, if you go to the end of the video, okay, at the song ends, or they get off around like 6 minutes, start playing from about 6 minutes. This was this place called the Nyack Center. It was called the Back Door, but it was like anybody could rent it for their band to play, or you can book you just book a night. But we used to put together like fucking huge shows. So we had like E-Town Concrete, Sworn Enemy, Jamie Joseph from Hatebreed. I didn't know this. I was communicating with him when I was 15 years old, 16 years old, putting together these shows because he was booking all of these bands. He was just this dude, Jamie, that I would communicate with and book these hardcore bands through. And then years later, I came to find out that it was Jamie Joseph. But God, play this.
Thank you, Coheed and Cambria.
But you'll see me.
There is a red Ford Escape.
One more time for Coheed and fucking Cambria.
Oh my God, look at you. You look like John Leguizamo.
For $10, you'll show your support.
I've always been me.
Oh my God.
There's Claudia with short hair.
I lost my wallet at the mall.
Jesus Christ, dude.
That was young Zach. He hadn't really gotten the sniping thing yet.
He never did find that wallet.
The 8-year-old me comes and does punch up for you.
Yeah, dude. That was fucking, I'm telling you, man, this is literally what I fucking
That's crazy.
I've always done this type of shit.
You were making probably good money too, I bet.
I was doing okay. It wasn't great money, but it was, you know,
was
you still took us like $5 a pop. Yeah, it was fucking great. And I was never a great musician.
Oh, I'm seeing like something.
Yeah, there's a theme. Chicken salad out of chicken shit. But here's the thing. I'm not a great comedian. I'll admit that. I'm not the best, but I'm better than 99% of the comedians. I'm not top five, but most comedians fucking suck. So I'm still better than most of the comics working in New York. I'm still better than the comics working in LA. It's just people need to have a more honest self appraisal. Most comics aren't fucking funny. I don't know what to tell you. They're not funny people. They don't murder in clubs. They do okay.
Do you find it's hard to tell if like what's funny anymore? I can't tell.
Dude, I want
to
trash this one comedy special so bad, but I won't because I don't know what to fucking say. I don't.
Whose is it?
Who is it?
I'll write it right now. I'm not going to say it. I can't.
Lewis J. Gomez presents.
I mean, did you see the trailer for this?
I'm excited to see it. I just want to see what it is.
Doggy. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I saw the trailer. It's a nightmare.
Man, until you've seen something, you can't judge it.
And I've seen his regular stand-up, and it's a nightmare.
Wait, can I see the piece of paper, please?
Why can't we just?
Yeah,
you don't want to talk. You can't talk about this.
No, because I don't want to. I don't want to. To be honest with you, I feel bad trashing comedians.
Okay,
I feel bad unless they personally have done something to me. I feel bad coming out and being shitty to them. And I mean, these things, there's a lot of people that listen to these shows. So that's, it's okay. Not, it's
but
not
kind
of
different. Cause sometimes I'll see comedy and I just don't understand. I'm like, are these jokes? Like, I don't hear music and go, is this music?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's music, even if I don't like it.
Well, actually, like,
even if I would never, ever like it, I go, this is music.
There was this one, which was a fucking... Dude.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
my. I gotta watch it.
Dude, go watch it.
I'm kind of excited.
It's crazy that it's even considered comedy. It's fucking... Like, it's worse than Schumer.
I thought you don't like. It's don't like, worse. Like, than, you don't like trashing comics, except for Schumer.
Except for Schumer, I don't know what it is. I had no problem with trash. Dude, it's worse than fucking all the Notorious B.A.D. specials. I should say, because the leather specials are considered notoriously bad.
Is it bad enough to enjoy how bad it is? You know what I mean? Like hate watch it.
I can't hate watch anything.
Really,
that gets old real fast.
Yeah, you're right.
Stand-up comedy is hard, like, to hate watch. No, because...
Yeah, you're right. You can watch like 5
minutes
of it.
This person's doing well. So it's like, it's not like... It's like, it's kind of fun to watch somebody. It's also, look, I don't dis... Any of the people that we're talking about right now, I don't dislike them, right? I don't have anything personal. And this is why I won't trash them publicly or, you know... They've never done anything to me wrong, so why am I going to go out and fucking, you know, be an asshole, sure, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do think you got to...
So I don't have an enjoyment watching somebody that I don't dislike not doing well.
And not that we're smart.
There's too many negatives.
But we do see how the fudge is made, more or less. Like, we understand the process. Like I can't hate watching Annette because the jokes are too easy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, I know where that's going. It's, like, fucking not fun to watch it.
Yeah. It's just, it's also, like, not a... It's not an enjoyable art form. It's like listening to Off Rhythm music. You're like, this isn't... There's nothing enjoyable about this.
I think sometimes when you're like... Well, it's when it's bad in a different way. Like, you're like... You really... Like, it's kind of like mind-blowingly bad.
Oh, I watched Lavelle Crawford specials for that.
Is that bad?
It's more that...
He was funny. I remember him being funny.
No, he's funny.
Yeah.
But it's just so much of the one thing that he does... That I really enjoy it.
It's him almost dying.
It's so much pandering. Like, he's got one special, he comes out in like a yellow suit. And he's like, well, y'all look at me. I look like a big Twinkie.
That's pretty funny.
Like, he was like, he was sitting backstage and he saw the mirror and he was like, I got it.
He went with his first fucking thing.
Yeah, dude, it's
you
fucking...
You should watch that one that you think you're going to hate, just to see if you...
I think I'm going to hate it.
Give it 5 minutes, man.
I've watched his late night sets, and it's fucking...
You know that's not the same as a special. Don't pretend like it's the same.
And I also, like I said, I don't want to hate on it. I'm just saying, like, it's...
Watch it. I want to watch it because I think I feel the same way you do, and that's why I want to watch it.
So you do think you're going to hate it?
Yes, that's why I want to watch it. Okay. I go into things thinking I'm going to hate this, and I want to see... I'll like make it. Sure yeah. If I hate it or not. You know, I just want to... I don't like talking... I don't like having an opinion about something just, you know, guessing. I want to actually know what my hate is based on.
But I've been wrong before. I thought that Maria Bamford special in front of her parents...
No, that special's great.
...was going to suck. Because I was like, how could it be good without an audience? It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Well, she's one of the best. That's top five.
But that was a ballsy
move. Top five,
move.
Huh?
Easy.
That was like a ballsy-ass
move. Dude, I can't believe that worked. And it worked so well. It's so good.
Yeah. I didn't see it.
I didn't see that one either. It's pretty funny. Yeah, I saw the one after where it, like, the crowd got bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to talk about this real quick. What happened with Katy Perry? Is she getting Me Too'd? Because she's so hot. I would let her fucking...
She's getting Me Too'd?
I would let her take a number two in my face.
Wow.
So apparently...
I didn't mind that. I did not mind that right there. That wasn't a bad joke. We didn't fucking give it what it deserved, Brendan.
Story of my fucking life.
Give him his mug. Go.
Also, I finished the other mugs as well.
Let me see. Can we see the mugs, please?
Yeah, you can see the mugs. Okay. Hang on. Here's my Louis Katz Mug Factory mug.
Cool. Louis
Katz Mug Factory. It's fucking awesome.
It's a great
mug.
It's
so cool.
And then here's the Lewis and Zach Us Against the World.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's the best.
Beautiful.
Well, that's great.
Beautiful.
Wait, where can I purchase? Can I get that mug?
Podcastmerch.com. But we can make you that mug, right? Can you make Louis Katz his own Mug Factory mug?
I think Megan's not in, but I can message someone. On
She's the head of the factory.
Find out if we can get that mug made. Ralph can do it. I think Bobby could even do it, to be honest with you. Bobby, are you mug ready? Are you mug ready? Can you create mugs? He can create a mug.
He can create a mug?
Our whole staff is basically able to create a mug at the drop of a hat.
Wow.
Say what you want about the staff.
But the app, the audio, the stream. Horseshit. But if you need a fucking mug and you need it now, you come to this podcast network.
It's funny because I'm just going to be in Manhattan, just walk around with a mug with my face on it. I feel fucking weirdo.
Oh, shit.
That's probably a good thing to beg for money in, I would say.
Your own mug. Mug factory. My mug factory was closed.
Laid off from the mug factory.
Listening to Billy Joel while you're begging for change in a mug factory. Mug.
Trying to get a job at the coffee cup factory.
What happened with Katy Perry?
So apparently two.
Say. I hate the way Australians say so. It's like they throw R's. Every vowel.
So.
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 That's spelled, the way he says it is spelled S-A-E-I-O-U.
There's a Y.
So.
Oh, yeah, and sometimes.
So.
Depending on where you're at in Australia, yeah, it's sometimes Y as well.
So a second person has come out and accused Katy Perry of sexual misconduct. So the first one was a guy. It was her teenage dream co-star, Josh Kloss. But this one, the second one, is a woman.
Sexual assault. How so? What did he do?
Sexual misconduct. All right.
Misconduct.
He came forward with accusations of sexual assault. But this woman said that she harassed her.
Hold on. The Tina Cicadelli.
Candelaki?
No, Cicadelli.
She's from Georgia.
Cicadelli like alleges that Perry. Candelaki. Was heavily intoxicated when she touched her inappropriately and attempted to kiss her to the fucking song, I Kissed the Girl and I Like It, You Moron. Know where you're going. Imagine there was a band that were like, I'm going to rape a fat Puerto Rican. Like, I'm going
to
go.
I raped a chick just to try it.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to know what you're going for, bitch. That's the check. Hell that's yeah.
Nice. What's up? Can we get the story, unless you already talked about it, with the guy?
I don't know.
We haven't talked about it.
So yeah, can we get that story in detail?
Because Cicadelli is just looking for the money, baby boy.
This is the story about the guy.
Because there was no song, I Kissed the Guy and I Liked It. So this guy might actually have a case.
She says that she pulled his pants down at a party and exposed him in front of her friends.
That's fine.
She pants him? That's hilarious.
Yeah. She's so lucky.
Yeah.
Kloss co-star Perry in the video of 2010 Teenage Dream. He posted the accusation on Instagram as a response to the song celebrating its 9th anniversary this month.
Look, the best part is great. After initially planning to record himself playing it on ukulele. I just love that.
Saying, our
am I going to play this on ukulele or am I going to accuse someone of sexual assault? It's
our culture is set on proving men of power are perverse, but females of power are just as disgusting. And then he referred to the shoot as one of the most confusing, assaulting, and belittling jobs. Shut up, you pussy.
If she pulled my pants down, pointed at my dick, and said, ha-ha, look at how little it is, I would jerk off to that for the rest of my life.
You'd have an orgasm, you'd shoot a fucking...
Look at this fucking loser.
I would just dribble down my fat thighs. People.
I bet Zach has a yellow tint to his cum. I bet you do. They used to say, remember that in middle school? They were like, oh yeah, sometimes semen can be a little bit yellow. And I was like, no, really? Is that a thing?
Do you have that white, like the really white, like in the movies? Because mine is not like that.
Mine's
like clear.
Depending if I don't jerk off for a couple days and then I jerk off, it's a thick, milky.
Like Elmer's?
Look at Shannon getting horny. Look at her. Shannon, stop touching your fucking nipples to the thoughts of my comm, you fucking pig. Ugh. Have some self-respect.
He said he wanted me to want you.
She started masturbating vigorously in the booth when I started talking about my cum.
Don't be gross, but it's like the consistency of like if you microwave chicken fat.
It's a thick, cummy, cummy.
It's like Elmer's glue. Is it that white? Because that's what I see in the movies.
Not that white, but
it would look like water.
The movies.
They take supplements, right? Yeah, the movies.
Which movie?
The pornographic movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were like a Ben Stiller movie or something.
No.
Well, there was that Ben Stiller movie.
Yeah, that's the only thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I can't... There's also another thing where it's like, yeah, there is a double standard there. It is more traumatic for a woman to be assaulted by a man. It's just more traumatic. I don't know what to say. I have told the story before. When I was like in the sixth grade, I slept over at my friend's house and his fucking fat, toothless Dominican mom climbed into the bed with me and wrapped her leg around me and started like breathing into my ear and pressing her body against mine. And it was disgusting. I was like maybe 11.
She had no teeth?
Is she hot?
Yeah, she had fake teeth. She would always like do this with her teeth and she'd let them like fall.
Yeah,
and, like, flipping them in her mouth.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it was.
She climbed into bed with you?
I'd be like, pop those suckers out, mom.
Lewis just turns around. Are your teeth in?
Dude, it was gross. And I felt violated and I felt weird, but it hasn't affected me in any way.
Oh, you're totally
has
normal.
It, you dumb bitch? Shannon, you fucking slut.
Oh, the
sorry,
fact
guys.
That you yell at every fat woman you've
I love
ever
women.
Seen.
I love women so much. Also, I love how Zach just under the radar called Shannon fat.
That was not intentional.
Louis called her ugly before. Zach just called her
I
fat.
I did not.
No, you were saying that Pauly Shore can pull hotter chicks than Shannon.
I didn't say hotter chicks. I said he pulls very hot chicks. I'm just saying, like, to say that, you know, he's still the weasel.
I'm saying Shannon fits into the category of a Pauly Shore pull.
Sure.
If Pauly Shore walked in to a fucking restaurant with Shannon,
yeah,
you know, we'd be like, well, that girl must be hungry. we know she's eating.
Yeah, but it's like a Pauly Shore, like a Dustin Diamond type bang.
Yeah. Shannon was dating Dustin. And Shannon, don't fucking shake your head. No, you need to have some self.
Thing you've ever said.
You need to have some self awareness.
Dustin Diamond.
You're hot, but Shannon, that's what Dustin Diamond gets. He gets aged hot chicks.
Lewis, if I told you I was dating him, you would say, Shannon, that's gross.
No, I wouldn't. I would go, all right, good pull. That
and then
sense.
You turn to someone else and go, that's gross.
Dustin Diamond.
No, that's way below the Pauly Shore.
Yeah, that's way below.
Rank wise.
He's gross.
He also, didn't he stab someone or get stabbed?
He was in jail.
Yeah.
Shannon's starting to like him a little more. That's her type of guy. No, you're right. Pauly Shore is a higher caliber man because he currently owns a comedy club.
He was better looking and he was a bigger star. I mean, both things. Right there.
He was huge.
Was he a bigger star than? I mean, Dustin Diamond was so big for so long.
Saved by the Bell.
That show,
day.
And to be, he's probably still really rich. Dustin Diamond probably gets residuals to this day.
Yeah, that show's on every day.
I get checks from fucking the Jim Gaffigan show like once every like 6 months for $400. I'm like, what the fuck? It's nuts. I was in one scene ever. The amount of money that Dustin Diamond to this day. He's got a net worth of $50,000. That's impossible.
No, he's like kind of a laughing stocky kind of. Like Pauly Shore is
you're
like
a laughing stocky. That's you think the name of your album.
That's not fair.
Laughing stocky.
New mug.
Brennan Zucker. Laughing
stocky. I think that's
Gustavus. Give him a mug. Don't make a face like that. Give him a fucking mug, dude. Laughing stocky is a great mug.
But it's just his face, like the Obey logo. Just his
look
big
at that.
Face.
20 million. 20 million versus 50,000.
I don't believe it. None of these
are right. But I'm saying
right.
My celebrity net worth is 1.2 million.
Is
really?
It?
Yes, I looked it up yesterday.
Wow, congrats. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah. Dollars?
Pesos.
Yeah, I'm just saying the perception. Who was a bigger star, Pauly Shore, or in the day? Pauly Shore was independently.
The thing, though, is that Dustin Diamond was like famous for being a geek, and Pauly Shore was more of like ladies' man ish. I feel
famous
like.
For that's being lady like man, lady boy.
He was in Biodome, like he was like smashing hot chicks. Kylie Minogue, who he ended up dating.
Yeah, you know, he was fuck always crazy hot chicks.
He was the friend of the hot guy and everything.
Not in Biodome.
No.
In Biodome, they. Yeah, they're.
I enjoyed
ugly.
Biodome. I enjoyed. I enjoyed the other one, the stepson one.
Son-in-law. Son-in-law is good.
It was a funny movie. Biodome was great, dude. Brendan Fraser, Pauly Shore.
No, that's Encino Man.
That's Encino Man.
Yeah,
a lot of class.
Biodome was Stephen Baldwin. Yeah.
Fuck Biodome. Encino Man was fire.
I think Dustin
was that Pauly Shore
awesome too.
Yeah. Dustin Diamond's more famous, I think, maybe by now. But Pauly Shore at his peak was more famous.
And he was all over MTV.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like,
I think
when
people,
you consider...
younger people probably don't know him as well as Dustin Diamond, probably, is what it is.
Yeah, if no, Saved by the Bell holds up to this day. Like, everyone knows it. Pauly Shore is, like, a very specific
time period
for him being famous. MTV, you had to be into, like, you know, fucking Downtown Julie Brown and fucking, like, all those VJs, Mark Curry.
He's bigger.
He got bigger than that. Though.
He's
but
a
that
movie
was...
star. None of those people ended up being movie
stars. No, dude, Mark Curry, you never saw him in that movie?
Mark Curry?
Yeah.
Like Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
No, no,
that's
no,
Mark Curry.
Adam Curry. That's right. What I'm thinking of. I'm gonna throw this glass at Shannon's head right now.
And I still say, like, to own a club, the hottest club right now on the Sunset Strip, the hottest comedy club in LA, and have it on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah,
that's it. You can just be that guy, and you're pulling crazy shit. You know what I mean? I mean,
fine, Shannon, you can't fuck Pauly Shore. You're not good enough. You convinced me, Louis.
That wasn't what I was talking about.
You know what? I've been crazy this whole time, Shannon. You were nowhere near hot enough for Pauly Shore.
Louis dodged a bullet.
Louis is right. You are gross, and you shouldn't even be. But Dustin Diamond, that's a conversation Shannon could be in. Am I wrong or am I right?
Listen, what's he look like now, Dustin Diamond?
Let's see.
Not good.
He looks the same way.
He looks
that he's always looked
rough.
They're both Jewish, right?
Is it a diamond in the?
Ooh, that's good.
Shit.
Oh.
Is it a diamond in the?
What is that call you're doing? What is that?
What is I thought you were going to say it before I hit it.
Is it a diamond in the rough?
Did you bring a soundboard on the road with you?
Thank you.
It's a good song.
I found his mugshot.
Let's see. His mugshot. It's funny, finally. Finally. If it's not on a mug, and if it's not on a mug, and you rude, you idiot!
I'm sorry.
You idiot! You could have spent 1 minute and put that on a mug.
Take me one
and it would have been like, no, you're going to give it to Nate behind the scenes. So and just chimed in, I found his mug shot and then it's his face on a fucking mug. And it would have been the perfect joke. We could have stopped podcasting.
It could still be a joke, man.
No.
He's making 16 mugs right now.
He's sweating making mugs.
Yeah.
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 Right, there's Dustin Diamond.
I'm trying to think of a soundboard joke right now.
I'm I don't need a soundboard joke.
Well, I was going to say the audience sounds bored, but I was trying not to trash myself.
the rim shot. The rim shot's the best.
Yeah. Okay. So what happened with Katy Perry now? Has she responded to these allegations?
She's just drunk acting like a rock star is kind of what it is, which
Love
is kind of shitty.
I don't think she's acknowledged any of this.
It's not shitty.
It's a little shitty. No?
What? She pants somebody? Who cares?
She pants some fucking nerd?
You guys are all full of shit that you don't care. And it's funny that you're saying that you don't care, but you would all care.
If I got pantsed?
If I got pantsed,
yes.
I'd be like,
I would laugh. I swear to God, if Katy Perry pantsed me at a party, I would literally go, ha, ha, ha.
Because then
ha,
have you seen those thighs? She'd have to be strong as hell.
That's a big old fat, meaty thighs.
Do you know
boy.
The level of composure you would have to like laugh that off and be like, oh, this is cool. Maybe you got it. Or a huge cock. One or the other.
Why don't you just use it as like an icebreaker? Like, and walk up to Katy later in the party and be like, that was really fun. Yeah, pants her. Whatever. Just try it.
Dude, you'd get tackled by security.
You'd get beat to death.
It's not called panting, it's called sharking, and it's an actual rape crime. But with men, it's just hilarious.
Sharking?
It's sharking. That's the thing.
If you pull a chick's like top down.
Or pants.
Yeah.
You go up to them, and let's say they're walking in a skirt, you grab their skirt and just yank it down.
That's so like Mad Men kind of thing.
Well, it was a category in porn for a while.
I think it's like an Asian or an Arab.
They've gotten
rid
of all of those rapey porn categories. You have to go to like Russian rape sites now. There's no more just, you can't go to xvideos.com and watch full real rape porn.
Yeah.
Not like a snuff film.
What does America come to?
What do I come to? Dude, I'm telling you.
Louis J. Gomez.
Like not a
he's
setup.
A rapist.
Not a setup, like obviously it's rape porn. I'm talking about like they shoot it like where it looks like a snuff film and you're like, is this rape?
Yeah.
Is this rape?
When I was in college, they did like they played a 3D porn like at the theater, this old like 70s porn. And so everyone's there, people are like, hi, it's like guys and girls. It's all cool until like this dude like fucks this girl in a kitchen and like drowns her head in a bowl of soup and he's still fucking her. And then everyone's like, this is awkward. Ooh. Like everyone thought they were going to fuck afterwards and like everyone's turned off because he murdered her with soup and kept fucking her. It was horrible.
I went to go see The Italian Stallion, the Sylvester Stallone softcore porn.
Oh, shit.
At a theater. And it's a regular porn, and then out of nowhere, he just beats the shit out of a chick.
Jesus.
Whoa. She goes to go down on him, and he goes, you bit me, and just picks her up and punches her in the face.
That's crazy.
Right. It's the best.
Wow. That's fucked up. Wow. That's nuts.
Then he like hits her with a belt. It's supposed to be like light S&M kind of shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the fucking foundation of Rocky. Yeah, pretty good at this.
Yeah, he's punching her.
Well, do you know the story? Of the Italian Stallion? Uh-uh. So he made a softcore porn called A Party at Kitty and Studs. He was Stud. And then Rocky came out. They re-edited it, had a guy pretend to be him do the narration, and they had all this B-roll of him working out. And they re-edited the whole movie to be like about him as the Rocky character.
Oh, no shit.
What?
Yeah. Dude, you know what someone told me the other day? That that in like Eastern Europe, they released Teen Wolf just as a sequel to Back in the Future, Back to the Future. Isn't that crazy? They change his name to Marty in the subtitles, and so you're just like, oh, and then after he goes, travels through time,
he's a werewolf.
He becomes
a werewolf.
That's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Do they ever show his parents in the movie?
They just change the name of the parent. Like, they're just like, yeah,
of course. It's a major, the whole plot line is about his parents. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little
weird. Dude, how cool would it be if he was surfing on top of Doc Brown's car as the
mug? Yeah. Dude, that'd be a sick shirt, man. That'd be really cool. Man.
It'd be a cool mug.
It'd be a really cool mug if he
had a Teen Wolf on top of
Teen Wolf on top of the DeLorean?
Yeah, that would be sick.
I mean, that's a fucking, it's also a cool t-shirt.
Okay, I take, if Ralph puts that on his stupid t-shirt site, I want that one.
No,
on novelties?
Oh, it's public domain now. Sorry, we own it.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Sorry, Zach. We'll give you $12.
That's fine.
Take it or leave it.
Eat shirt.
$12 now.
No.
Your net worth is $1.2 million. This is nothing.
Yeah. What is going on, Zach? You nickel and diming us?
It's a great idea for a shirt.
It is a great idea for a shirt. All right, so what happened with this choir? They were sued over gender bias. It was a boys' choir, and a girl tried to join it.
Yeah. As a little girl, she's 9 years old, and she's applied. She's sang in other children's choirs before. And so she applied, and without her auditioning, they denied her. And so her mother sued the boys' choir, saying that they're only denied her because she's not a boy.
What is the girl's name? Ira Goldstein. This is their scam. This is what they do. Yeah, it was a Jew joke.
Really?
Not even a joke, really.
It was just kind of hate speech.
There's not even
full hatred.
There's no children named Ira anymore.
Ira
Goldstein would have to be like a 60-year-old man.
Not only that, you chose a man's name.
I don't know. When Jews start talking, I just started. It's all like, just like, you know when you get tinnitus?
Yeah.
When you hear that ringing?
Uh-huh.
That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her name wasn't listed to protect her identity. She's a minor.
Yeah, we know what type of name it was, though.
But the choir said
what? Oh, it's still Jewish. I forgot about the Jew
thing. Scam. This is a scam they're doing, dude. She goes and tries to join boys' choirs, and then when they go, no, that's psychotic, then they sue them.
There's a guy in California who was doing that with ladies' nights. Any place that would have a ladies' night, he would sue them for gender bias.
I love that.
It's fucked. It's stupid. They're all stupid.
When you go to a bar and they're like, oh yeah, guys have to pay 20, women are in for free, you could be like, I'm gonna sue the fuck out of you.
I just hate people that sue. In general, like, just if you're
enough with the anti-Semitism.
I hate sues. I don't like people who just will look for a reason to fucking get over or not work, or like, that's the big American dream is you
yeah, you pray to God that something.
Yeah, you slip and hurt yourself. And you're like, oh, I could, like that's. I don't know. There's something about that kind of like bugs me.
It's lazy.
Yeah. Well, it's also like there is actual gender bias out there, but these people are making it seem stupid because they're picking like bullshit situations.
Yeah.
Like, dude, there's the reason ladies getting free is because men want there to be ladies there. So it's like that's the economics of the situation. It's a supply and demand thing. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Of course. And also, to be honest with you, it's not real. So it's not based off of a real emotion. So
what do you mean?
The people that are suing in that case, they're not actually really hurt. They're looking for an angle. And that just bothers me. So if you were really hurt by something, legitimately, sure, sue. If a business does something where they can actually physically or emotionally or psychologically damage you in a legitimate way, I'm not against that. I'm just against people looking for that fucking angle. And nobody really gives a fuck enough. Go to the next bar.
Yeah, like we watched the one video. The lady was at her desk and something fell from the ceiling and hit her desk.
And she
looked around.
And then she falls
over. Bashed herself in the head with it.
What?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Or did you see the one in the where the lady, like, it's like a court, and the lady, like, taps her, like, hits a lady with papers, and then she goes, like, she throws her hands up and like, falls down. It's super funny.
Yeah, dude. fuck it. Fuck it.
Is there a reason why there's, like, a boys and a girls choir? I guess their voices are different ranges, right?
Yeah, so that's what they said, is that the voices are slightly different. And so I guess the main issue why they're attacking them is, so she applied in 2016 and 2018, and in the letter that she received from the dean, it said a girl will never sing in a boys choir. So she took that and ran with it.
That was a little harsh way to say it.
Yeah, that wasn't the best way to say it.
But who gives a fuck?
You should have sent back a letter that said no, stupid.
It's such like an 80s movie villain thing. To the, a girl will never sing in a man's choir.
But it is, it's a boys' choir. It reminds me of the Boy Scout thing where they were trying to get a little girl to join the Boy Scouts.
Well,
it's like, why can't we just have
separation?
Separate things, but equal, right?
Yeah, it's not, you're not hurting anybody. You're not, by not allowing this girl to not sing in this choir, all you're doing is.
Let her join the fucking Harlem Boys Choir.
How old? Also, the thing is, like, before puberty, aren't the voices kind of in more in the same range? Like, how old is this kid?
It says she's nine, but it says that.
So what's the what is the difference at that age? Like nothing, right?
It says the timbre is different, and it says judging that should be left to musicians and the musicologists, because when people say there's not much of a difference, that was their response.
Well, that's them finding their angle, and that's good for them. The reality is. They just don't want a fucking little girl coming in and mucking it up. There's just something about.
Why would that? I mean, if it's true that there's different ranges, then that's fine. But if it's not, it's like.
It's marketing. You're marketing this as a little boys' choir.
To who? Pedophiles?
There's going
to
be someone in there like, what the
boys?
Fuck is this girl doing here?
I came for boys and I stay for boys. Why is there a little girl here?
I can't even keep a boner.
It's just.
Smells like fish in here.
Does a little girl really ruin Boy Scouts, or is it just sort of tradition? And now it's like, well, now you're opening those doors, and now it's no longer Boy Scouts. You're ruining the tradition
we
of Boy
no
Scouts.
We have no more structure.
There's
you know what really ruined the tradition of Boy Scouts? All those people that were just accused of sexually abusing them
yesterday. Also
fucked
up.
Probably ruining it more than the girls.
Of course, but I just think there's something about, like, you know, we're just so obsessed with sort of, like,
inclusion.
Not offending people and making sure you shine a light on it more, and it makes people, I think it divides people more. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody gives a fuck that little girls aren't allowed to join the Boy Scouts or little girls aren't allowed to join the Girls Choir. It's one person, and now you have to sort of bend the entire tradition, and there's a bunch of people who really care. They're like, oh shit, you know, this is the Boy Scouts. Yeah. The little boys learn how to fucking camp and be boys together, and we act differently around each other. You know, when you're in school, you have a little girl, you're just acting a little bit different, and you're a little bit more open and free. And
well, there's still like schools that are segregated by gender, right?
Yeah.
Like a boys' school or a girls' school. So that does. I mean, I think there's something to be gained from you know, it's like it keeps like. Well, I guess it doesn't, because you think it's like, oh, it's it keeps like sexuality out of it, but probably like maybe you're gay in the Boy Scouts, so it doesn't.
You're
really.
Also more. If you go to an all boys' school, you're more likely to suck a dick. That's just a fact. You're playing in traffic.
It's a numbers
here.
Game.
You know, you're just sitting there going like, I want to fucking do something
really?
Sexual.
Can we get the stats on that? The likelihood.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. If you go to an all boy, like a sleepaway school,
that's
all
probably
boys,
like an elective though. I would say
all girls as well. I guarantee you're more likely to. Experiment with homosexual shit because you're figuring out life, and there's not a fucking girl around, and you're like a little horny, confused
boy.
For
the same reason guys fuck each other in prison, because that's just all you're around.
Yeah.
If you hang around bees enough, you'll get stung. You know what I'm saying?
Brendan has had sex with a man. Nobody says that.
Anyway, what are you guys buzzing about?
I think that, you know, me and my friends, we would jerk off together. We'd have like
Each other.
We would just like find a porn, and then in the same room we would masturbate together.
Did it come? Someone else's cum ever hit you?
No.
Did your cum hit anybody?
We talked about this on a couple shows ago. We played cookie, and I lost, and I would not eat the cookie, but I did finish.
So you're sitting. This is what I'm saying. If you're sitting in a circle jacking off, there's crossfire.
You're really sitting. You're standing.
But yeah, there's a crossfire, is what I'm saying. Like
jerk.
Crossfire.
That's what the game was originally. The concept.
I'm so glad we all know that commercial. Yeah. I didn't great. Say crossfire. In silly voice.
Oh shit. Yeah, I no, there was no crossfire. It was no gayness. There was no. wanting to suck each other's dicks. My one buddy wanted to suck my dick, I remember, in like the sixth grade, and I wouldn't let him. I was like, yeah, dude, that's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. And that's how I knew he was gay. And he's a huge flamer now. Really? Major, major homo.
Do you regret it?
No.
Okay.
I've got my dick sucked plenty of times.
By how many dudes, though?
No dudes.
By how many sixth graders? You can't do that anymore. Oh, you're right, dude. That was a window. Yeah.
I know. Now, to be honest with you, now that the whole Epstein thing is happening, I'm going like, you know what, dude? I want to have power like that. Having the memory of having a sixth grade boy below me in a pool is as close to being a billionaire as I'll, like, a billionaire memory. The closest I'll ever be having billionaire memories is having a six-year-old boy blow me in a pool. And I could go back, I could reference that for the rest of my life and just feel like a king. Everything.
Or you'll have the memory of that time your friend drowned.
Yeah, it's hard to blow.
He's going
to
blow you in the pool?
You never had a girl go underwater and suck your dick?
Not, like, to completion.
Yeah, well, usually they pull Zach out of the pool and they lift up his folds. Use long brushes on sticks.
Have you seen those porns that are all underwater?
Yeah, I have, and they're great, dude.
That's awesome.
They're like beautiful, but I know what the reality is. You can't breathe. It's the lube. Is
also, fucking the girl. Yeah,
it's not good.
You're just tearing her up because the lubrication
and
is
that can't be
gone.
Good for the vagina. Like all that pool water.
No, okay. I had sex. I thought you said tearing it up. I'm like, yeah, probably not.
I had sex in Jamaica in the ocean.
Really?
Yeah.
That must have felt fucking awesome.
Hell yeah. It's pretty good. It wasn't bad. Because once you're inside,
you're all the way in.
Yeah, you gotta get in. Okay.
Well, did you
we started out of the water and then we walked in.
Yes, exactly. You never finish in the water.
That was really funny. The waddle. I can just picture it. I can really picture it.
Come here, baby.
Wait for the tide to come in.
Yeah, I've had sex in water a handful of times. My girlfriend in high school, we used to go to my buddy Jeff's pool. This kid, Jeff, whatever his last name was. He used to get so angry. He was like, don't fuck in my pool, guys. And we're like, yeah, of course not. And then as soon as he would turn around, I'd just be inside of her. Just fucking.
Yeah.
He'd turn around again. I'm like, oh, we're not fucking. It's great. Just hornballs back in the fucking day. It was great. So, yeah, you can do pool sex. You can do shower sex. You can do all that. It's just a little bit extra effort. It's never as hot as you want it to be.
No, you never finish. You're just like, all right, let's go to the bed or whatever.
I finished.
Yeah, shower sex is hard to finish.
Yeah.
You're not as big of a. See, Brendan's wide. I'm tall and wide, kind of. And Zach's
it's harder,
You're a little guy. No offense, Louie. I don't want to fucking offend you here, but you're a smaller guy.
You can get at it from a better angle, probably.
Yeah, dude.
I can. But someone's talking
Louie's holding on to the fucking shampoo thing.
His leg up.
Someone's talking about eating ass in the shower, which to me sounds like you just, how do you breathe? How is that possible?
If you're fat, you cannot get on your knees in a ceramic tub. It fucking hurts. You can't just you can't get down there. Getting down and then getting up, there's nothing sexy about the process of me getting in down and up from my knees, especially if it's a hard surface like a ceramic. I need pads. I need fucking something, dude. So no, I'm not going to eat ass. I'm not going to get on my knees. I'm not going to do doggy style. It's one motion. Mm. It's doggy style standing up.
Standing doggy style, yes.
Standing doggy style. And it never feels as good unless the girl's... Everyone has a perfect height. So the girl has to be the absolute perfect fucking height.
Because your dick doesn't
line up with her pussy
from
standing up. There's not much manipulation there. There's like a 3 or 4 inch maybe leeway you could have.
Yeah.
But if you have a really tall girl, sorry.
Done. That's what I'm saying. You're pretty tall. Have you ever fucked someone on your tippy toes? Because it feels kind of cool.
I've done it.
If it's fun.
I've done it. I fucked a girl in a stairwell, a tall bitch, where I had to... We were in a cell, and I got up on
the
second step, and she was down. She was down two steps from me, and I was up on another step, and I was just fucking ramming her. It was like when you go into those fun houses where the furniture is really big, and you take the picture at the carnival.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. Cool.
You can't do that. Shower sex sucks all the dick in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Showers are pretty small too, so when their head is down and I feel like I'm smacking her forehead into a tile.
The only way I can keep my dick hard
is if
I feel like she's being crushed against a tile wall.
Mm-hmm.
no sound effect for that, or
that was her head being slammed into a tile wall. For all those people out in audio land, really creative an auditory experience. It's a good podcast. You see, a lot of people compare it to Serial in terms of the audio production. So, and then the other problem with having sex in the shower, because right, you in the middle of it, let's move it to the bed, right?
Yes.
And you're not trying to ruin the passion. So then you go and you take your fucking wet bodies and get into the bed and just,
no.
Well,
I dry up.
I hate a wet, yeah, but then you've ruined the momentum. Then you ruin the momentum. You want to keep the fucking hot.
Nah,
in there, but I hate a wet body and the sheets being wet from the shower.
You know what's worse than a wet bed? A sandy bed.
Oh,
sandy beds are the worst.
I can't fuck with that. It's so gross to me. If you feel like grit in the bed,
Yeah.
I had a girl who like she let her dogs in the bed and it was just like the dirt was it was so gross. Like I just had to leave. I couldn't.
Yeah, I read a thing that people change their bed sheets on an average of every 2.5 years. I guess like replace their bed sheets, not like wash them. I'm saying like they change.
Oh, yeah, that makes
which
sense.
I think is also very, very long time. I
really?
Feel like
to
I don't
buy new sheets?
I don't. I buy new sheets probably more than every 2.5
like
years.
Once a year?
I have like 3 pairs of sheets that we circulate.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that's
I wash
what I'm saying,
them.
Like,
I wash them way more when they're like. Some guys only wash their sheets like once every 2 months. I'm like, that's disgusting. I wash sheets like either once a week or once every 2 weeks.
I wash
but buying new sheets. I don't.
It depends
they wear
if,
off.
If I'm getting laid, and I mean, I weirdly have this respect for women lately. Sure,
I've noticed.
Mind.
I've noticed that this whole podcast, it really is like. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a gentleman, man. Chivalry has not been forgotten in my house. So what I will do is I will.
Flashback to you hitting your head against the tile.
It's a washing machine this time.
I respect women. Okay.
I'm washing my sheets in this fantasy.
She's watching the wash go around waiting for it to be done.
No, but I wash my sheets now. If I get laid, I will take my sheets off my bed and I will replace them and then I will go wash them. Otherwise, maybe once every few weeks. But I... Yeah.
That's your way of respecting women is that you wash your sheets.
After I fuck them, I wash their disgusting fluids off my sheets. I don't have to smell them anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, that's respect. Most guys don't do that. Most guys aren't fucking a chick and be like, oh, let me wash the sheets for the next chick.
I'm that like that for sure.
Yeah, but you're fucking a nice, white, dainty man, okay? I'm a big, burly fucking beast.
We're all impressed your bed has sheets on it.
Yeah. Didn't for a while.
Yeah.
Did not for a while, man. Mm-hmm. All right. So what happened with Rob Zombie?
So he was performing at a concert and he was walking through the crowd and I'll show you the video in a second. Do you want to just see the video?
Rob, don't
see the video. What did Rob do?
Don't fuck up,
he
Rob.
Pantsed Katy Perry.
All right, I can't make it big, so I have to leave it small.
He's talking about my dick. Whoa.
What was that?
Wait, what did she do to him?
She just like grabbed his shirt for a second. I'll go to the beginning.
It's a big girl.
Wow.
Someone said that woman is more woman than woman. More human than human. What is it? What's the song?
I think she tugged on him, and he was like, this is what it's like to be tugged on. Don't tug on somebody.
She grabbed him and pulled him. She's a fan, though. What are you doing?
Yeah, you don't do that.
It's a fan who adores you. You're walking by. It's like Elvis. Like, when girls would, like, chase him, they'd be like, oh, sorry, baby. Start drilling him in the face.
Yeah.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Oh, you don't touch the king.
You don't touch the king, baby.
Sorry. King gets a little frisky.
Jesus Christ,
King
Rob
gets
Zombie.
A little punchy.
Ease up, baby boy. Ease up.
Yeah.
This poor fat girl. She was so excited. Nobody cares about Rob Zombie anymore either.
I know.
It's like, since when does anyone... It's the first time a woman has been so excited about Rob Zombie, she grabbed his dumb fucking
jacket. That
should have
been the headline. Someone cares. Someone still cares about Rob Zombie.
All right, who pulls hotter chicks, Rob Zombie or Pauly Shore?
Dude, Rob Zombie's wife.
Look who you're asking.
Fox.
Right?
Pull up Rob Zombie's wife.
Sherry Moon Zombie?
Zach's
a weirdo. Is that
her name?
She's in all his movies.
Yeah.
Sherry
I know she's... she's a weirdo.
Her ass is...
She's fine.
Banging.
No, Pauly Shore pulls hotter chicks than Rob Zombie, and I'll tell you why.
Funnier. Well, he was literally pulling that chick.
That's true.
So far.
Pauly Shore is going for...
Get her ass.
Yeah, she's an old, decrepit, blonde bitch. That's what she is. Talk about Shannon. Pull up the pull up his wife now.
His wife's ass.
Is she's not? I know who she is. She's not that hot. She's like okay.
I think a rock star. There we go. Is that, right. Wait, why is her belly button? Wait, what's going on
Those
there?
Are dimples.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Those are butt dimples.
Her body's actually.
I think a rock star will always like beat almost any other kind of star. Music is pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Paulie Shore lives in L.A. He owns a club. You're right. Multimillionaire.
Rob Zombie lives in the depths of hell.
Rob Zombie is.
There's
you know,
actually a great video of Rob Zombie complaining about a skate park being built near his house. Where and he like put like petitions in to get the skate park closed.
Why?
Because it made too much noise.
Rob Zombie got me kicked out of backstage Ozfest 98.
Right. Me and my friends. Something personal here. All right.
Snuck backstage by, not even snuck, invited backstage by John Dolmayan, the drummer from System of a Down, who I'm an Eskimo brother with.
Nice.
Now in life.
Cool.
And fucking, I fucked the chick once. She's like, yeah, I used to fuck John Dolmayan for some reason. I was like, I still love him. One time he invited me backstage at Ozfest 98. It was so cool. And Rob Zombie ruined it. She was like, can you stop? So, yeah, he invited me backstage. And me and my buddy Dave Green were like, whoa, this is the fucking. And our buddies didn't, we were like, we know where the buses are. We're going to get backstage. And our buddies were like, no, dude, we're not getting backstage. We're not like hot chicks. We're like, you don't know what we're willing to do. And then he invited us. We were like, hey, we're going to go to this party. And we're like, just these 15-year-old kids just starstruck. Couldn't be happier. Pigs in shit. Rock stars everywhere, right?
Of course.
And then Rob Zombie comes in, just fucking like, dressed like a fucking zombie, right? And he's like, who are these kids? I'm like, I'm the drummer of Salty Black Flower, Mr. Zombie. And then he was like, they got to go. And then security kicked us out. And then, yeah.
That seems like the right move.
Is John Dolmayan your best Eskimo brother? Let's leave comedians out.
I don't know. I mean, not probably not, because I've fucked some chicks that have fucked, I think, way more famous people.
Yeah, you have.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of someone specifically?
There's a lot of
remember?
Oh, yeah.
Who? Can we? No.
Sherry right. Calhoun.
All right. No, let's not get
Sherry
you murdered. Yeah. Let's not get you murdered.
We know who we're talking about.
I think he doesn't know.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not going to say the name.
Don't say the name if it's something that could.
This paper has got a lot of secrets on it.
Yeah. It's...
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My bests are Joey Jordison from Slipknot.
Yeah.
And the singer from Gwar, which also says that girls fuck me who will also fuck a guy in a mask.
That makes
they
sense.
Make you put on a mask, right?
That makes sense.
Oh, and the bad guy from The Mask as well. He's also Zed in Pulp Fiction.
Which that's
I can
hilarious.
Barely
they
remember.
All
I can't even remember. What's he look like?
He's the guy that fucks Ving Rhames.
Oh, yeah.
We have a contest coming up, guys. You know, you can join
it
us.
It was Ving Rhames. I had sex with Ving Rhames.
You guys can join us at our annual Gas Digital Six Flags trip. Six Fags Great Adventure, as we've been dubbing it. All the Gas Digital shows, a lot of hosts, a lot of producers. There you go. Now, there's two ways you can win, okay? We're picking a few winners here, okay? You gotta use the Six Flags music. We like the party. Oh, wait, we're on YouTube again. Cut it! Forgot we were on YouTube. Send us your submissions, realassofficial@gmail.com. The funniest video set to the Six Flags music will win you a almost all-access trip. So that means we're going
almost
to give you,
access.
Yeah, we're giving you passes and fast passes, and we're going to give you $20 for a beer and a hot dog. Everything you got to get there yourself. Everything else is yourself. But you're going to get a hot dog, a beer. You're going to get a pass. You're going to get a fast pass. You're going to get to hang out with me, which is the fucking. I mean, it's a
privilege.
Priceless. It's priceless. There's no money you can put on the fucking value in hanging out with me. I'm a fun hang. Shannon, am I not a fun hang?
You're a fun hang.
Shannon told me today, I walked by today and I made a joke and I went, ooh, like on her arm. And she went, don't touch me. You make me uncomfortable. And then
can you not touch me?
Yeah, same shit.
It's nicer.
You're lucky
and
anyone wants to
no.
touch you.
No, you can't.
Fucking dumpy whore. I hate her. What happened to Shannon? Shannon used to be the sweetest person on the network and she turned into this fucking animal. She's a monster now.
Dumpy whore.
It's amazing that I've turned into this mean person.
What happened to you?
I don't know.
You were so nice when you came in here, and then all of a sudden you turned into a monster.
I know, and everyone's so nice to me here. I really did turn on you.
Shannon, you were a Staten Island bartender. We picked you up out of the fucking gutter.
I quit my job in insurance to work here.
Oh, was that your dream?
No,
to
but
be
I,
an insurance
I had a
secretary? 401k. What the fuck you did? What the fuck did you do in insurance?
I was an underwriter.
Yeah, what are the benefits when you work for Gas Digital? What kind of benefit program do you
Louis, you know what? Shut the fuck up, okay?
I was wondering.
Hey, you know what, Shannon? Guess what? Now the benefits package we were going to announce tomorrow, you're being excluded from. How does that feel now? We're
going
to give out benefits to everybody else to the fucking theme music from Six Flags. While Shannon has to sit there and go, there you go. Here, everyone. Health insurance, dental insurance, 401k. That's right, Shannon. Sit over there in the corner. You don't get any of it. You got to fucking sit here and work for $12 an hour. Suck a dick. Hey, man. Being a producer is not, it's a thankless job.
I finished the Brendan Sagalow mug.
Can I see the Brendan Sagalow mug?
Here's the back.
Beautiful. I like it.
Here's the front.
Brendan Sagalow, laughing stocky.
Love Beautiful. It.
Also looks like Hitler.
He has a little mustache.
That Hitler.
Yeah. That is awesome.
We like to party. All right, so you can send me the funniest video, realassofficial@gmail.com. We're picking the top two. Second place gets just the tickets. You're not getting the all-inclusive. You're not getting the beer or the hot dog. Excuse me. And then if you kill yourself to that music, the best, most impressive killing of oneself to the Six Flags theme music, your next of kin, all access limited to Six Flags with us.
No hot dog, no beer.
No, they get the hot dog.
Oh, they do.
And beer. They get the hot dog and the beer, okay. And they get the fast pass, and they get everything. So if you kill yourself to the Six Flags music,
then they can spread your ashes at Six Flags.
How fucking cool would that be?
Yeah.
How cool would that be? Just go on King to Ka, just fucking. That's fun. We're very excited about this. So if you guys want to join us at Six Flags, you could either send a funny video or you can kill yourself. If it's a funny killing yourself video, it's a double whammy. You could win both prizes, technically.
I mean, just seeing a lifeless body with that music playing.
We like the party. We like bleeding out in a bathtub.
Yeah, the blood is slowly. It says it on the wall.
Man, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really hoping nobody does it. Because I feel like they can really use this against me.
Yeah. The footage. Probably evidence. But I don't know. I was like, you really want to say that? And then I pictured it and I was like, that's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. If that's the way I go down, before they get me, I will be spray painting my name on the side of the comedy store.
As someone who has watched the entire Bjork stalker suicide video.
What's that?
There's a crazy guy who looks like me. He covers himself in paint and he played all of Bjork's new album and shot himself at the end of the album.
Oh my God. Watched the
whole video? What?
You watched a whole video?
It was a good album.
And he killed himself?
What did he do while he was... Was he, like, cleaning the gun?
No, he was sitting there like, oh, he's horrified.
Is it out there?
Yeah.
Let's see it.
What color does he paint himself?
Like, pink? It looks like me. It's not good.
Jesus.
This guy?
Yeah. It looks like me.
Wait, he paints himself pink, so he looks like Jigglypuff when he kills himself?
Okay. There's many, many things.
Is the video of his suicide... Is there actually the video of him?
And it really turned...
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, my fucking God.
I don't want to watch that.
Oh, he dresses up like Darth
Maul.
Maul, yeah. Okay, keep on going.
This was in 1990s.
Does it live? Does it live or does it die?
He shaved it and did this?
He had nothing to do the next day.
Is he like a huge fan or he hates her?
He's a stalker.
Oh, really?
Does it die? Ricardo Lopez.
I think he got caught.
I feel like Zach's called me that sarcastically before.
I think he got caught mailing her a bomb or something.
Just before he did this, he put like a package that looked like fan mail, but when you open it, a bunch of acid shoots into your face. He put
Jesus.
That into the
like bag. LSD?
No, not the good kind of
That'd
acid.
That'd be awesome.
Bad.
Not also
acid
not
bombs.
Awesome,
this is in Bjork.
You just got
this
served.
Is crazy. The coolest prank ever.
How do they catch that stuff? That's fucking scary. Ugh.
Yeah.
So and wait, did it? But it didn't work.
They intercepted it.
Yeah, the cops got it.
How could they even get it? Like, I don't understand how that plan is thwarted. I understand the acid bomb not working. Like not fucking, you know. But I don't understand how the cops intercept your acid bomb plan for Bjork.
I don't know.
You have to tell somebody.
I think he was like a known stalker of her, so I think any mail from him to her was probably
so he fucked up beforehand. See, if you want to throw an acid bomb at somebody, you need to just pick somebody pretty random.
Yeah.
You can't just fucking stalk them for years upon years first.
That's like one thing I could say that doesn't seem to be happening that much in America, whereas those acid attacks seem to go on a lot in the UK, which is pretty fucking scary.
Yeah, well, I don't even understand what it is. So it's usually...
You throw acid in someone's face.
But where is it hard to get acid in the U.S.? Is that why?
No, I think we have guns. So I think that's why we do that. And we take out more people and murder them, but the acid scars you for life.
What would you rather, be murdered or be acid attacked?
Murdered.
I guess acid attacked, but it's like, I think that's pretty evil and pretty fucked up, like the acid attack. I mean, it's like, they're everything without the guns ends up being like more gory, like the way they knife each other or they just glass each other. It's like, just get a gun and just, you know, be over.
In a weird way, I would rather be gun. Like, my father was stabbed to death when I was a kid.
Jesus.
I feel like being shot is a more civilized way to go.
He almost just said gun to death.
Gun to death. Almost more civil, you know? It's, you know, and I read recently there was a girl, she tried to do an acid attack on her boyfriend. She tried to a drive-by acid attack, and she was on a motorcycle,
she
went to go throw it in his face, and the wind just blew it in her own face.
Oh my god,
that happened to me in the car when you pissed at
you tried to
Starbucks
acid
cup.
It up with piss. Okay.
And you told me to throw out the window, and I actually threw it in my face.
Yeah, every time I've ever thrown piss out a window, it's just come back and hit everybody in the car.
How many times have you done that?
I mean, I've pissed in bottles in cars probably a half a dozen times in my life, and every time you know, the first few times you just go, all right, I'm gonna dump it, and then it just...
Yeah, it covers...
Well, I don't even understand. Like, whatever it is, there's some sort of force that allows the piss to come in and spray everybody in the face. But every single time. One time, my buddy was pissing out, like, literally his whole body out the window. It was like a hurricane almost. It was like we were being psychotic. When we were 16 years old, we used to drive around Rockland County. Mm-hmm. We had no reason to have these death machines, these fucking cars. We had shitty cars. Shitty cars from the 90s also weighed so much. Mm-hmm. I had... whatever the old cop car was.
Oh, yeah, like a Ford or something.
It was a fucking, dude, it was a giant, like a giant cop car from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it was like one of these big, clunky fucking.
Like one of the doors black or something?
Yeah, maybe a Chevy. I really wish I knew what type of car it was. Regardless, this fucking car was heavy as fuck, dude. I mean, if you just bumped into a child, they would explode. Mm-hmm. Just like, these cars, what are they? What type of cars are those?
Let me look it up. Hold on.
You just stole a cop car when you were 16?
Yeah. Mine was actually a cop car that they...
That's cool.
That they, like, just fucking made a not cop car.
Cool.
Those are so cool to have because people, like, slow down and move out of your way. And or they slow down and stay in front of you, which sucks, but usually they move out of your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually bought a fake thing for it. I swear to God, like, it was, like, just fucking psychotic. Crime. Complete crime. We put it in the window. We would fuck with our friends. We'd show up and fucking while they're smoking weed. And
it would be my friends just did that with a megaphone, and we had cop stuff like programmed in it.
Oh, that's funny.
Like the siren, or we had like freeze. Like
I'm gonna shoot you, darky.
We used to drive around and play the Mr. Softy theme through the megaphone to watch children run out and they get disappointed.
That's hilarious.
So all right, we're going to do one more story. Final story of the day. Another Australian story by Nate. Nate, I don't like these Australian stories, but go ahead, get some music going.
All right. This isn't an Australian story, by the way.
It's an escaped ostrich. Ostriches are Australian.
In China? No, they're not, though.
They are.
Okay, so an escaped...
What, Louis, you don't want to talk about the escaped ostrich?
No, I kind of got to go.
All right, Louis, you're the fucking man. I love you, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thanks so much.
Later.
Thanks, guys.
Louis Katz, make sure you guys go see him on the road. Buy his albums. One of the funniest comics working in the world. Love this guy.
Thanks for having me.
You're going to leave it there, dude. Don't worry about it. They'll take care of it. Yeah.
Also, I think Bobby has Louis' mug.
Oh, can I see the mug?
I think he does. I think he's working on it right now.
He's already made it?
Yeah, dude.
This is like a fucking sweatshop.
Yeah, dude.
This is great.
So, go ahead, Nate. What happened with this story?
Okay, so there's just an escaped ostrich on the run in China. I sent it to you, and then you decided...
How would an ostrich get from Australia to China? How far is Australia to China?
It's probably like a 9-hour flight.
How would an ostrich even get on a flight? Is it like one of those?
It didn't.
Is it one of those? You know how they made it? We talked about
it
yesterday.
It has headphones around its neck.
They're allowing miniature horses on the flights now. So is this an emotional support ostrich that came in from Australia?
It may well be. Don't know.
What a hilarious animal to be running down the
street.
Out of my way, chinks!
Look at this guy's going to try to samurai fight it. Oh, so
that thing is terrifying.
Ostrich, you think you are? It really does work.
Yeah.
Meep, meep.
Oh my God. That's so perfect.
There he is.
Oh my God.
We like the party. All right. Wow. This has been a fucking fun, it's been a fun show. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Real Ass Podcast. Always have a great time with you guys. Hopefully the Gas Digital site is up and running again, Shannon. It is. Everything's normal. Yay. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back on Monday. Got a bunch of pre-tape shows coming in for next week. Dave Temple.
Tommy Pope
was on, which was fucking great.
Paul Hooper.
Paul the Hoops. Hanging with Mr. Hooper. Love that guy. And lots more shows next week, guys. So thank you so much for listening. I'll be in LA. Come hang out in LA, bitches. Smoke some blunts. Check you next time. Peace.
That's all, folks.